41.
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
Need more context.
Nope, that's the question.
I can't tell if that's inappropriate or if it sounds like a poop thing. She just got her legs. All right, hello, and welcome back to episode 14 of the Sorta Brothers podcast. Justice,
hello.
How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm doing good. Week's been pretty good. Loving the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up on Easter here soon.
Yeah, sorry. I was just... The weather.
Yeah, so what about Easter's funny?
No. Wasn't Easter, no, but
just like what it represents.
I actually do love, but yes, Easter's coming up, but I do actually love how the weather's been. I know that's like super general, but for real though, like we
said that to a guy I didn't want to talk to today. I was walking to my mailbox as he was crossing the sidewalk, and I literally just go, loving this weather. That's like what you say when you don't want to talk to people, and we just started the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really mean to say it like that. I don't want you to assume that I don't want to talk, but I don't know, man. This past winter, dude, I needed one of those like sun lamps or something. I was like, dude,
it was a little gloomy.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I mean, and that's how it is around like where we live. It's like that gray cloud cover for forever around like the winter time. But This winter, dude, I don't know, something else.
How'd it make you feel?
Like I needed to do like a Lego therapy set or something.
Okay. Well, you kind of took the punchline right out of that.
What were you going to say? It made me feel depressed.
Well, yeah, I was going to direct you to one of my business ideas. I wasn't actually depressed. But yeah. You were not depressed?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
But
I experienced a pretty bad seasonal depression one time, and it sparked what we are surrounded by right now.
Oh, really? This is... Are you being for real?
I don't know. I think a little bit.
What was your first Lego set? Not counting the old one that...
The Daily Bugle.
Yeah. Oh, that one was?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Megan and I bought it. Which is crazy to think about. I guess we're in 2024, but... Like, in my mind, 2020 doesn't sound like a long time ago. But now it's 4 years ago, which seems longer than what it actually... You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a long
time.
What
it feels like. But yeah, if you rewind the clocks to March of 2020, we were in a different house, no baby.
I was
no
in high school.
No dogs, no Legos.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Wow, yeah. So, I mean.
I don't know. Somehow the craziest part of all that feels like no Legos versus no kid and no dog.
You're like, yeah, we have a baby, but
can't
we
imagine my life without these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
cool. Yeah, Easter coming up. I got you a little something.
You got me a gift for Easter? Or?
Like a little, I didn't have a basket, but I thought maybe we could still do like a little basket hunt.
Okay.
So like it's just somewhere in the room.
What?
you just find it.
How is this going to be entertaining for our audio only listeners?
Just find it.
You want me to find it now?
Yeah. Just real quick, as fast as you can.
Wait. Am I, like, should I get up or what are you? Wait, is it in this room or is it?
Yeah, yeah, it's in this room. It's really close.
It's really close.
Colder, 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 warm, 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 hot, 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 cold, 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 hot, hot, warm, warm, coldish. Getting colder.
I'm not even moving. You're saying
getting cold, 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 warmer, warmer, colder.
Do I have to stand up? Dude, why am I blind?
Yeah.
Is it
left?
Is it a normal looking egg?
Bro,
wait, did you get me the? You got me the Scandinavians.
Go grab it, bro. You were looking at it the whole time. What?
I'm sorry. This is not an egg.
I didn't say I got you an egg.
For some reason, I thought you were freaking saying that I was going on an egg hunt, but you just meant like, I don't know.
I said I got you something. I didn't have a basket to put it in. When you got Easter baskets, was it just an egg as a kid?
Yeah, it was literally just, all we got was a real egg.
And then dad got a promotion. We started getting cage frees.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I definitely, I was looking at him the whole time. I was just like, surely it can't be them. Those are for gaming, he said. So.
Yeah, because I tried to hide them. And you looked behind the shelf and you go, holy fresh bag.
I can always sniff out if there's some.
I know. I was like, no way he'll look here. And you scoped out the whole room before the app. So
yeah, I can always.
But no, I thought that was like a fun new segment. Like, I get you something, and then next episode you can get me a gift.
Well, thank you for this.
You're welcome.
Sometimes I feel like you just bring on segments so that I have to bring something next step for you, but yeah.
But you don't. I did the sword segment and you said that was boring and stupid. I'm not bringing anything.
I didn't say the sword segment was boring. I said I'm not going to bring anything sentimental because my sentimental thing would be boring.
All right. Whatever.
But well, anyway.
But should be easy enough. You know what I like.
I appreciate the swimmers.
I just thought like, yeah, be fun to get each other gifts sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not much of a gift giver, but...
But I'm definitely a gift receiver.
Yeah. If anyone hasn't tried these super sour Scandinavian swimmers from Trader Joe's, they will knock your socks off.
The sour are even better than the regular, I think.
Oh, 100%. Also, if you're not like a sour person, it doesn't matter because these really aren't sour. It just adds like a tiny bit
of sugary
of
zest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really just feels like they're coated in more sugar. It doesn't really feel like sour.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, so yeah, good. don't knock them if you're friggin' don't like sour stuff because they're not even that sour.
Wow. What an ad.
But
cool.
Anyway, behold our latest deep sea discovery, a whole new school of super sour swimmers. Wow. Just amazing stuff. Now we can move on. I actually sorry, that was probably a loud nick in the mic. I was getting ready for the pod today, and I saw this video about these people talking about whether or not tipping in America is...
Like tipping your waiter?
Yeah, like tipping different restaurants is kind of like even necessary now. And it got me thinking because I actually recently was talking about this like in person with a big group of guys, and they were kind of like split 50-50. It was actually when I was on the Florida trip a couple weeks ago. And I just thought I'd get your take on it because... Because
other countries don't, right?
Yeah. So it's like, I don't have all the information, but yeah, I think like over in Europe, it's like...
Just like built in.
Yeah, right. So yeah. The waiters don't get like a lower pay because they're not expected to get like these tips or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, something that like I'm not necessarily like against either is like they're even talking about, okay, so you walk into, I don't know, you walk into Five Guys and
just walk in there to get that wet bag,
you have to go up and grab your food. They're not like bringing it to your table.
Like, am I tipping?
And they ask for a tip right after you like tell them what you want. Are you tipping or are you not?
No, it's like the McAllister's is a good example. You, like, pay, they ring it in, somebody else makes it. It's like, who's my tip even going to?
Right.
But, yeah, I don't really do that. Especially if I'm, like, walking up to the counter. Like, I don't tip at Chipotle.
Right, yeah. I don't either, but it's, like, some people get upset about that because they're, like, I've lived off tips and, like, before and this, all this different stuff. But other people are, like, I am the waitress now. I'm going and grabbing my food, setting it on the plate.
City Barbecue to ask for a tip. Yeah. I got to clean my own dishes.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, no. And I like it gets weird sometimes when it's like carry out with like a nice pizza place. It's like somebody did some work on this, but I still don't feel like I drove here to get it. Nobody served me.
I heard this one take where this guy said, And I wish I would have had this video ready, but he said, he's like, I won't tip for anything. Or no. No, holy.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, what are you talking about? Did you just totally cross your wires or what?
No, I watch The Office too much. I watched that
show. You saw an interview with the guy, but it was from The Office.
Oh my gosh. Okay, no, so I saw this video about this guy tipping, and I like went on like this rabbit hole search of this guy's account, and he had a couple different videos about like walking through like tipping in America versus like Europe and all that. And so like my brain just crossed, but no.
You're like, I saw this interview and this guy Sharpie marked his Asian girlfriend.
But no, dude, Dwight in The Office says, I won't tip anything that I can do myself. Like he like so he's like my pizza delivery guy, I can drive a car. And he's like, I won't tip for that. And then he says something stupid. He's like, now my doctor, I can't do that. I'll tip my doctor.
Dude, what I don't like is when I go to like Starbucks drive thru and they just upcharged me for like a $6 drink that should not even be $6. And then they like flip the thing around and just like look at you while it's like on the tip screen. And I'm just like 0%.
What's like,
I don't like being guilted into it either. If you're going to like try to look at me and guilt me into it, then I just got to, then I feel less bad not tipping you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like you're trying to like play a game. I've been to restaurants before where when they have like those digital screens and they'll come to the table and they'll like do it and then turn it around for you. Like they put your card in, turn it around. I've had them do it before where like I can see them like setting the screen. So they like put the card in to do it. And then when it goes to the tip screen, like the girl will like swipe it to like 30% and turn it around. And then I got to like drag the meter back.
That's a good strat though. Like, cause some people just press okay. Just
awkward, but I'm not tipping you no 30% or something. Like, if you're good. Yeah. But
if you're good, like if you're good, dude, like if this guy loads my bowl, you're like, you're good.
Yeah.
And dude, then you'll tip him.
Loads my bowl. No, I've never tipped at Chipotle regardless.
This guy loads your bowl.
The tip I give at Chipotle is just do better.
This guy
I just give them verbal tips.
This guy loads your bowl and then all of a sudden his girlfriend is like cashing you out at the cashier and you're like, wait, so I have to tip this random girl even though this wasn't even the girl that loaded my bowl.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you want a tip here at Chipotle? Don't leave a big divot in the bottom of my guac container. There's your tip.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like we talked about, I feel like we covered tips pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
I like the idea of you not being able to tell what's real life and what are your office quotes anymore. Mm.
Yeah, they're just, I watch it so much. It's just, all this is life.
Yeah, you're saying you killed that Office trivia, right?
I did.
Yeah. Hey, I got a little game for us. I don't know if our viewers noticed. We played a little Jenga game last week with a little trivia. Did the grip tester this week. We got a little handheld ping pong. Have you ever played with one of these?
Does it even work, dude?
It works in terms of you can bounce it, but it used to be like 1, 2, 3, but it doesn't do that
anymore.
You
can bounce it without it working.
One of the batteries exploded inside of it, so we'll just count for each other.
Wait, what's the yellow thing? Does that start it for you?
You put it here and then boing.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, pretty nice. So you have to hit, you know.
Okay, so we could be here for forever.
You have to hit each side, so. Oh, I thought that almost stayed there. Hold on.
Just for people who can't see, there is an Eiffel Tower Lego set.
Yeah, it almost went into the Eiffel Tower. Okay, so you go first. What do we get, like two chances? Highest score wins?
Two chances?
Yeah. How are you feeling about it?
I don't know. I feel like it could just go like end it really bad, or like if you focus really hard, it could just be boring because people could just sit here and watch us do this for like an hour.
An hour? No way it's an hour. You're going to get like four.
Actually, Frick, I'm actually scared now. Now that it's here, like I'm scared. Now that it's in my hand, I'm scared. Wow. All right, here we
That's
go.
That's what she said. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, you had the same side. That was 5.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting serious.
Buckle up, people.
I'm getting serious.
We got another 59 and a half minutes.
I'm getting serious.
Guy thought he was about to get like 400 in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh nope, 10. Nope, that was a double
I ran
bounce.
Out of freaking elbow space.
What'd you get? 10?
I don't even know. I wasn't counting. You were.
All right.
Ran out of elbow space.
Let's just talk about that like I said at some
point. Yeah, why is it on the table?
All right, you ready? You gonna count?
Yeah, 1 sec.
Open those. Yeah, give me one. Give me one.
If you guys haven't had this, Scandinavian swimmers from Trader Joe's.
Can't wait to see subtitles on what you just said. Let me see.
Oh my gosh, the smell is insane. Wait.
Wow. Keep flapping it. Wow. Oh, 2 reds. No, I want a blue.
Oh my gosh.
I want a dolphin.
This is OP. You get like a free workout before you hit your ping pong thing.
Dude, I'm gonna be shaky. All right, you count for me.
Yeah.
1.
Yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. No. 22.
I did one more try.
I get another try because the first one I had my mic in the way. Yeah, I get another try.
1, 2, 7, 10, 8. I'm going to be way up in the camera on this episode. Give me another swimmer.
I like how this is just like a YouTube channel now.
Wait.
Chill with the
skate. Welcome our producer, hey Megan. I bet you're wondering why Justice is on his knees.
Also, unfortunately, our camera's in manual focus, so I don't know if I'm in focus right now.
Definitely not.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 8, 9, 30, 1, 2, 40, 1, 2, 50, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 65.
Let's go.
All right. I'm not willing to get on my knees for this, so that was fun.
Oh, my goodness.
We said 2 attempts, though, so I still technically won that.
If I had to give this win to anybody, it'd be the Scandinavian Swimmers by Trader Joe's.
What an ad read.
If you guys haven't had these Scandinavian Swimmers from Trader Joe's, you should go give them a try because they'll knock your socks off.
Hmm.
Blake, thank you for that game. It was good.
You're welcome. Maybe next time you can bring a game.
I don't know. I'm not much of a gift giver, but...
Megan, how you doing? You got anything top of mind? I know you're joining us late here.
Yeah, I had to get Ev to bed. She's not asleep yet, so we'll see if she puts herself to sleep.
Hmm.
Hmm. Nice.
Speaking of sleep. No, I actually did have something that had to do with sleep that we didn't talk about the last time that Blake did jiu-jitsu on me in his sleep.
Okay.
Wait, sorry, I wasn't listening. What'd you say?
Blake does jiu-jitsu in his sleep.
I don't know if this is true.
It is 100% true.
I wake up and she just tells me things I do and say that I have no way of verifying. It's just like...
Why would I make it up?
I'll wake up and she'll be like, you said you hated me last night.
No, one time he did one time tell me to shut up.
No.
to my face. You opened your eyes.
You're like, it was at 2 in the afternoon.
You can't fact check it, just like freaking snails love beer.
I know. Goodness.
No, I tried to wake him up once.
One of our all-time great great bits. Okay, what happened here?
I tried to wake him up once, and this is a different thing now. I'm talking about the shut up, and he just opened his eyes and said shut up to me.
Yeah. Talking about the jujitsu.
But yeah, the other night, in the middle of the night, Blake just like grabbed my wrist very tight, and I was kind of holding it up, and I tried to move out of it, and as I tried to like pull my hand out, it just got tighter, and he like pulled it like towards himself.
Okay.
He's like, Kimura.
The backstory to this is I almost brought this up to her in the morning because that night I had a vivid dream doing jiu-jitsu, like, and I remember what submission I was hitting and everything, and I had like figure four on somebody's arm that. The next morning she was like, you like grabbed my arm really weird last night. And I was like, wait, was it like this? She was like, yeah. And then I tried to move and you like tighten it. And I was like, holy cow, you're lucky I didn't complete the submission.
Awful too. Just like break your arm in her sleep.
And then she said, I just wake up, right? I just woke up. I just sat up with my back to you in the bed and you just hear me just.
He just started patting his leg.
Is he like sleepwalk?
No, he's never gotten up, I don't think. But he's like sat up.
Sitting up is like.
He's never got out of bed.
He's asleep and he's sitting up. That's pretty close.
He hasn't gotten out of bed before, I don't think.
He just walks around on the bed.
just ceiling fan hit my head.
He's just like.
Dude, I don't know if any of this is true. I know I had a dream about jiu-jitsu, and then Megan maybe just makes that stuff up. So it makes sense.
You didn't tell me that before I told you, though.
Wow.
So
it's confirmed.
Yeah, so I think that means it's true.
I don't know if it's confirmed. She says a lot of stuff that I'm like, you say stuff all the time that I'll say like rude stuff in my sleep, and I'm like, can I be held accountable for this? I don't think so. Dude, this is...
I don't know. It's not relatable. I don't have a wife.
Well, this is good training for when you do, because I think most guys experience this. There will be a day where you wake up and your wife is just like off. Mm-hmm. And you can tell she's mad at you, but you have no idea what you did.
I can just tell it's coming.
There, you will come to find out that you either divorced her or cheated on her in a different dimension in her dream, and it is very real to her.
What?
None of those things happened, but in her mind it did because she had a dream about that.
This actually reminds me, have you ever heard of the question that some girls will ask, would you still love me or like me, whatever, if I were a worm? Have you heard that question?
This is like a thing that people say?
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, so let's, Megan, ask Blake.
Would you still love me if I was a worm?
Need more context.
Nope, that's the question. Would you still love Megan if she was a worm?
Yes.
Okay. She's not even looking. That was
she
perfect.
She doesn't even care what my answer is.
Anyway.
I don't understand this question.
That's the point. These girls apparently are getting, I guess, and guys. I'm not going to say only girls because I don't know. But I've like back when I was in high school, this like question.
Oh, it's like an old trend?
It's not really a trend. It's just like a question that like would go around between different, I don't know, like friend groups or something. I don't know. Just in high school, like my friend group like kind of talked about it for a certain amount of time. And like these girls were like getting like, I don't know if they were actually upset, but like looked like they were getting like upset, like because you're like, you want to still love me?
Dude, that's what it is. They can make these realities up in their head.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
what I'm saying. It reminded me of it.
If you don't play along, like it's as if when I divorced her in her dream that I wasn't a part of, like we should wake up in the morning and I should be like
apologizing.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like wake up and just push through, do a Lego set or something.
Yeah. I'm like, go to the Lego room. You need a break.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lego sets, what do we have right here on the table?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I built this week. Can you tell what it is?
Looks like the Up House.
It is the Up House. Very nice. Let's do a quick review. I like it.
I like it, but I will say
it's small.
Not only is the house small, but I would have loved if, even if the house stayed this size, I would have loved
the old man to be giant.
No. If the balloons were as big as the house or bigger, like in the movie. Like, they don't have to be outrageously big, but I need them, like, just the same how they're doing right now. Like, I just need them like up here. Those are like
dum-dums right now.
Yeah. I just need them. And the balloons can stay the same size. I'm just saying I need more balloons. I need more balloons up here.
Do you think it'd be too top heavy?
I mean, maybe, but you just need a foundation that'll hold it. I mean, right now, this is the thing, though. It's like literally, people can't see. If you turn this thing, it's like two-dimensional right there.
Don't touch it. but no, still a good set. Hits on all the five C's of Lego, which are color. It's got great color. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know what the five C's are.
Dude. Color. Creativity.
Are you making these up as you go?
Creativity. Super creative.
How's it creative?
Just because, like, you have to create it. You have to put the pieces together, and someone created the instruction books.
Okay, someone created but that wasn't Lego.
It's cool. That's the third one.
Okay. So these are definitely made
up. I don't think so. It's got class.
You're like,
that's the fourth C.
You're like, and Cop Salad from Dude.
And character. It's got character. It's got color, class, cool, creative, and character. So
I don't think it hits all of them for me, but
okay. Well, maybe this Lego set sucks.
No, I think it's good. It just needed more.
But yeah. Just more so using it as a little decor here. I think it complements the purple of the Zevia.
Also, I'm sorry. This is like nitpicking a little bit, but he doesn't have tennis balls on the bottom of his cane.
I don't think they have a cane tennis ball Lego piece.
I don't think they had what's it called? What's the dog's name? I forget. They didn't have his piece.
Carl?
Is it Carl? No, Carl's this guy. Carl's the boy.
Doug,
that's what it
is. Yeah. I've only seen the movie like one time.
Very good movie.
Hey, I'm going to get us out of this Lego review.
Yeah, this is a more chill podcast. I hope you guys are enjoying it.
How recent this current event is, but it just came across my plate. Did you see that thing where the, like, what, wherever it was, Florida or I forget where it was, for the police station, that lady was doing sign language and they caught her as a fraud? Like, she just showed up and said she was there to sign to the people and she didn't know sign language.
What?
So, like, the like community of deaf people or whatever tuning in were like, this is gibberish.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
Let me read it. Dude, I'm trying to look through this article and I'm getting this tab of an interview of P. Diddy and Justin Bieber is like blocking my screen. There are some instances in life where you really don't want to hear the phrase fake it till you make it. What a headline. So this lady's name is Derlin Roberts.
Okay.
Derlin. Beautiful name. Beautiful, beautiful name. It was in Tampa. So we got friends in Tampa.
Oh, nice.
Maybe we'll have to reach out to them. yeah, so the police chief's like, something we're looking into. what is this quote? Whatever the case, TikToker I don't care shared a video on the unusual occurrence, writing, a true fake it till you make it queen. But they had a thing in here where it said what she was saying, and there was so much. Hold on, I gotta find it. Hold on. They had like a direct quote from someone saying what her sign language was actually signing.
I thought it was just gibberish.
Well, it was just like, yeah. As for what she'd really been saying through sign language, a real interpreter named Wendy Rossi translated for the outlet, although ultimately she wasn't making any actual phrases or statements. Approximately 3 minutes into the conference, she reportedly signaled, kill 55 million, please, arrest killed, work school, work for one kill, three old, two four, now I will have ask what about two times night.
It seemed like
the deaf community was being left out of important information in their community.
It seems like she just only knew how to sign kill.
Like, why is she doing this so much?
What is the sign for
she's
kill?
She's just like two, three, four.
she's like, only
we're talking about DUIs.
It's like the police want to do nothing but help and care for the community. She's just like,
dude, yeah.
Dude, that's awful, dude.
If you just dress
people
up,
actually tune in, they're like, they're saying that?
If you just like put on a collared shirt and walk in somewhere, you could do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah,
just like, sir, what are you doing here? And you're just like, oh, the network sent me to sign. Yeah.
Have you seen that like ladder theory or whatever? Mm-hmm. Where if you just
if you carry a ladder,
you'll get in anywhere, dude.
Yeah. I didn't have it locked.
Dude, it's actually insane. There's like people done videos on that. They just like walked into like all kinds of places, stadiums, movie theaters, anything. Just walk in with like a working vest on or something, and then just carry a ladder with your boy and just be like, hey, we called. And they're like, yeah, go ahead.
Dude. I know, we gotta get a ladder.
Yeah, maybe that's our first random YouTube video. We're just carrying ladders into random places.
This episode might be our first random YouTube video.
That's actually facts.
Dude, let me ask you if you do the same thing here. I've always thought this was crazy, and every time I've brought it up, Megan's kind of been like, well, yeah, that's just you because you were just doing it. Whatever. You'll understand. If I'm in the car listening to a song, and I go into a building or store or wherever for like, it can be a couple hours.
Okay.
When I get back to my car and get inside, that song I was last listening to pops in my head and I'll start singing it. And it's been to where I'll start like singing it again and I'll be like right at the part that I left off. Like when I plug my phone back in and it connects. Is that not crazy?
Wait, so you're just saying you just continue the song when you get back in the car?
No, I'm not thinking about it when I'm in the place. Something about the association getting back in my car, the song always pops back into my head.
Crazy, man.
Dude, I think that's crazy.
It's not that crazy to me. I don't know why. I mean, yeah, our brains associate things with different, like, different sense with different memories and different like,
sense, like smells?
Yeah, and, like, different. Your brain associates things with different stuff, and so I feel like that's not like far-fetched to just say that when you get back in the car, it's kind of like a spark of memory. But okay. Yeah.
It's funny you brought up sense, dude. This was something I was thinking about the other day. You have smells from like memories or childhood or whatever that would make you think of something.
That was one of my get to know the bros questions.
Yeah, but honeysuckle is what we talked about.
For
right?
You.
For me.
I don't remember what mine was. You know, remember?
I don't know. Dude,
mine was chlorine from the pools, community
pools.
Have
you ever like just botched one where like you thought something was the smell of something forever, but it was really just something in the situation you were in?
Explain more. I think I know what you're getting at.
I had an epiphany this week.
I think I know what you're getting at.
I had an epiphany this week.
Epiphany.
When I was probably 5 or 6, my mom took me and my sister to a pottery throwing class. Mm-hmm. So we would have the wheels and spin it and whatever. And our instructor was this middle-aged guy. And all I remember about him was that he had just gotten in a car accident when we would go to the classes. And so his nose was all busted up and stuff. And he smelled awful.
Okay.
Now, for the rest of my life up until this week, when I have smelled, it's like that old man smell. You ever have an old man get close to you and kind of breathe in your face and you're like, woof.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just like a BO smell.
Mm-hmm.
For years, I've been like trying to explain that to somebody and I'm like, it smells like clay. Do you know what I mean? I had no idea that man had BO. I thought that's what clay smelled like.
Oh, no, I will say...
Do you
say,
know what I'm
no,
saying?
No. I will say, though, my dad sometimes, for his job, had to, sculpt things out of clay. That clay, when he would put it in those microwaves,
it smells
awful.
But it doesn't smell like human BO.
I don't know, though. Might be close, low-key.
Here's how I found out, and this might be gross. I had this watch on for a hard workout. I took the watch off, and I don't know why, I smelled... like that on my wrist, and it smelled like my pottery instructor. There was no clay on my wrist. This was three days ago, and I discovered, that's just a bad body smell.
So 3 days ago, you were like,
oh, clay doesn't smell that.
Why does my wrist smell like clay?
Yes, and then I go, wait, my wrist isn't clay. That old man must have just had BO.
I thought you said he was middle-aged.
Middle-aged man.
That old man just must have rubbed clay under his armpits or something.
Maybe he was covered in clay.
His hands were covered in clay. That's why I thought clay was that smell, but turns out that smell is BO.
Wait, also, why did you add the detail that he had a hurt nose?
Those are the only two things I remember about him. Only things... I'm trying to paint the picture here, dude.
I'm waiting for the broken nose to come into play, and you're just like,
that's not coming
back. It's because he couldn't smell himself.
Yeah. What did she just say?
He couldn't smell himself, so he didn't know he had BO.
Her face just...
She thought she was dropping the mic on that.
No, I didn't. I was being silly. I think I'm hilarious. That's what.
No, Megan, it was fine. I just, your face made me laugh.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if I've ever had, do you have anything where whether good or bad smell, you've ever been like, that's the smell of that, but it's not? This is such a specific question.
I'm sorry, I haven't been slab happy at all today, but for some... Maybe we'll get a picture of this, but for some reason, I was just looking down as you were asking me that question. I just realized this.
You realized what?
I don't know, just looking at this.
She just got her legs.
It's just wide open,
dude. You know what's funny is sometimes when I'm just zoned out in the pod, I'll catch myself looking at that, but I've never put my finger on one.
Dude, this carpet's actually so crazy.
This is like Marvel erotica.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why. I'm sorry. That was it's not Megan is not laughing. I don't know why. It made me laugh so much. I'm literally, my stomach hurts, dude. That was so fun.
I'll just change the subject,
though. I was just like,
oh my God.
I was just is there a bug on the ground or what?
Maybe you looked at back that whole time. I'm just like, dead stare.
You're just like,
Okay, Megan, do you have another hot take or something that you wanted to bring up?
Not a hot take, but breaking news that I saw today.
Ooh.
That McDonald's said they're going to be serving Krispy Kreme.
What?
Krispy Kreme? Are they owned by the same people?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe.
It has to be a partnership, right?
But apparently they piloted it in Louisville and Lexington.
Oh, let's
go. We missed out on that somehow.
Well, we don't live there.
But they, I think they said by the end of 2025, they're trying to roll it out in every single McDonald's.
Wait, are they going to have like a Hot Ones sign?
I don't know if they have a sign. But they're only going to have three flavors, though. That's the womp womp. But
what are the three?
The only flavors I ever get are the
chocolate sprinkle glazed.
That's the only flavors I ever get from.
Yeah, it's their most popular. It's glazed chocolate sprinkle and then a filled one, like chocolate with filled.
Oh, dang it. I wish it was, dude, if it was chocolate sprinkle glazed and Oreo cream filled.
Whoa, I've never had Oreo cream filled.
Oh, it's insane.
It's good.
I'm not going to, I normally, if you come up to me and say, hey, we're getting donuts, what do you want? I will never say no to a donut unless it's filled.
You don't like
filled. I don't know why I don't, but that's the first time someone's ever said a filled donut and it sounded good.
Oreo.
Yeah
that's so the only one I
I've
like.
Never,
Megan
I've never
and I found
an Oreo
a Krispy
donut.
Kreme in Maui on our honeymoon, and we got Krispy Kreme and I got an Oreo donut there. I just remember that.
How do they have a Krispy Kreme in Hawaii but not within like 500 miles of us right now?
500 miles?
Yeah, it was an exaggeration. But like, what's the closest Krispy Kreme?
Westchester?
I think Anderson.
Anderson?
Yeah.
Which is how far?
40 minutes.
Like 40 minutes, yeah.
Dude, that's insane, I feel like. I feel like there are bigger
than everywhere, every McDonald's.
I will say if they... Well, McDonald's will find a way to mess it up, though. McDonald's, you'll walk into a McDonald's and they'll be like, actually, we got three delivered to us this morning, but we're all sold out. Like
three donuts?
Yeah, that's a McDonald's thing to do. They're like,
yeah
we got a shipment of them. We're like, what was the shipment? And they're like, it was a dozen. we got a box.
No, somehow
they put it in the clear case.
Eating the same donut at Krispy Kreme or at McDonald's, it seems unhealthier at McDonald's.
100%.
I don't know why.
I agree.
I'm like, are they maybe they're touching it or something? I don't know.
I agree.
One
I don't
time
want
I was
handling.
In a McDonald's and there was just like this nice older lady in like ordering. And there was this kind of like, I don't want to be judgmental, but kind of this like greasy looking like high school guy working there. And she ordered her food, or maybe she said like, we didn't get our fry or whatever, and came back up to the counter. He goes, oh, sorry about that. Reached back, palmed right on top of the fries like that, handed it to her. And she goes, you just touched all those. Can I, like, she called him out on it.
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
Yeah, good for you. But that was about to be, I think about that now when people were.
Dude. I can't deal with McDonald's. I can't eat McDonald's. I don't need McDonald's. We've already talked about this on the podcast with when we did our fast food thing. But like all those restaurants, like McDonald's, Wendy's, Taco Bell, White Castle. I can't eat from that. Like McDonald's, yeah. Like if I was like, if it's like a crazy like trip and I was just with a bunch of guys, I still didn't get anything. But like I might get like a breakfast sandwich, but that's the only, but like still, dude, their breakfast sandwiches, like their McMuffins and stuff, dude, those are so insanely unhealthy for you. Like the pancake things that are like, instead of like the biscuit.
They're so good though.
No. And they taste, I think they taste
McGriddle?
Okay.
You ever
but
had
it's
a
like,
McGriddle?
Or maybe that's what I'm
that's
thinking.
That's what he's
of.
Talking about. It's like the pancakes or the bun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It tastes awesome. But like, dude, the second that thing hits your gut, it's like, something's wrong with this food.
I did used to get the egg white delight McMuffin, which made me feel like it was healthier.
If it tells you anything, like we've been on vacation every year, twice a year for the last several years.
Wow, blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. And we haven't eaten at, there's a McDonald's literally everywhere in the world, and we haven't eaten at one, like on our way to vacation or anything. Ever. Like if there's a McDonald's here, there's a Chick-fil-A in 150 miles. We're waiting.
Oh, me too. But here's the thing. We get on the road, most things are south. This is what we do. I'm in the backseat, obviously, my dad, my mom. Right now it's just like me and Lacey now. Because we have two sisters moved out now, but he goes, my dad's driving. He goes, It's a tradition.
It's a large Diet Coke. We're at 8
stopping at Mickey D's. Pulls off the first exit that we after we get on the highway. First exit. So we get 5 minutes down the
Mount
road.
Mount Zion to Richwood. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we pull off and everyone gets McDonald's and then everyone complains about how they either have to go pee or how they have a stomachache after. And I'm like, dude, I'm just sitting there not ordering anything. It's a waste of time.
Where did we go several years ago? I've experienced that tradition. Where did we go? I think we went to Folly Beach.
Yeah.
And Megan and I, we all went. Megan and I drove separately. So we like kind of caravaned.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, your dad locked in when he's driving like that. He's like,
yeah.
He's like two hands on the steering wheel. It could be an 8-hour drive. He's just like locked in. I'm following him. Most lane switches I've ever seen.
Oh no, in he my gets life. Crazy. Well, that's the thing too. He like started. He doesn't do it anymore. But when he first started at like Kinetic Vision or whatever, and he had to, and they moved offices, and he had to drive that like 45-minute drive every day. His driving changed, dude. He got like way more aggressive because like he's just trying to get home as fast as possible. Dude, it's insane, dude.
I will also say like, I know he's locked in because. We used to live like our neighborhoods are like this and there was a connector road. And so often I would see him like if I'm pulling out of the neighborhood, it would happen pretty often where he'd be like driving by or something or on that main road. We would just pass each other. Like he knows what car me and his daughter drive. Like he knows where we live. So if you see if in my mind, if I see that car pulling out of the neighborhood I know my daughter lives in, then it catches my eye. No, we would drive and even pass each other like this in the car. And every time
he's locked.
I'm like trying to wave or whatever. And he's just like,
he's dialed.
He's so dialed in when he drives.
I stopped waving at him because he doesn't look
like he's not going to see.
Yeah. He's, he gets a little tunnel vision at the time.
A little.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I guess that's good. You're not distracted
for some things. Yeah. but no, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I try to learn. But no, yeah.
You try to learn from your dad?
Yeah. Because I don't know if I want to be have tunnel vision with everything.
So yeah, but will you get donuts from McDonald's?
Yeah. So back to Krispy Kreme and McDonald's. I don't know. I think if they say no. We're not just putting random Krispy Kreme donuts that our freaking high school employee picked up this morning in like a clear case. If they do it legit, like, I don't know, they have like a separate thing that Krispy Kreme like gives them or something, and they're like actually like taste like fresh donuts, then that could be a thing that would motivate me to actually go to McDonald's like with a friend or something.
No, it would be cool to do it right, but. Them saying they're going to have three flavors makes me think they're not going to do it right.
Exactly.
Like it's just going to be a little case in there. If
yeah,
they did
I'm
like,
they,
like Schlotsky, snow. Cinnabon, McDonald's, Krispy Kreme kind of deal,
KFC, Long John Silver's,
that kind of thing. Schlotsky's, Cinnabon can't be touched.
Yeah.
I've never seen one of those.
Yes, you have. We ate at one in Louisville.
That's just, no, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
I don't think so. Thought it was a standalone.
Okay, well, maybe it's not. It's just like a sign on a Schlotsky's, but they have like their own big thing, like as part of the restaurant. So maybe it's not quite like the building is.
Oh,
cut
so
in
it's
half,
not like divided.
Like a Long John Silver's KFC.
No, if they're only gonna have three flavors, it's not gonna.
No, it's
be
just
like
gonna be
that.
Like something in the corner.
Yeah, it's gonna be a clear case, and they're gonna be nasty and not fresh. So actually, to answer your question, no. I will not be getting
donuts. I don't know. If they install a Hot Ones sign, I'll go get glazed donuts from there for sure.
If they install Hot Ones signs, be ready because I'm about to steal it off the window.
You got to try.
Hot
Ones
sign in the pod.
It'd
at
be
the
crazy,
beginning of every
it?
Episode, we say, all right, we're hot.
Holy, oh that's insane. Okay, we need to look like Facebook Marketplace. See
we
should have
been the Krispy Brothers. We only do donut reviews. Maybe that's our second YouTube channel.
Ooh.
The Krispy Boys. The cream boys.
Krispy Kremies.
Boy cream.
Those boys creamed.
Dude. Those boys creamed. Coming at you with a review of Holtman.
We're hot right now.
Yeah, why was it creamed if it's
Krispies?
Because then that's specific to Krispies. Not donuts.
You know, like Rice Krispies?
Yeah, be like the Nut Boys or something.
Okay, you just took the second half of donut after I said the Dough Boys, and you said, yeah, like the Nut Boys.
What if it was
Dough
Boys Nut?
Doughs Nuts.
Doughs Nuts. Okay.
Doy's Nuts. Get boy in there.
It's like D's Nuts.
Okay, let's explain the joke.
It's just...
Explain to me why it's funny. Megan, when you weren't here earlier, Justice was trying to recall something he heard in an interview. And he started saying, I heard this guy say in this interview one time. And then he goes, wait. And he was thinking of an interview of Dwight in The Office.
I watch that show way too much. Okay. Do you want to get into the Get to Know the Bros?
Yeah, dude. Let's do it.
All right. So... I actually came across a couple questions that I think could be good for us.
So you're doing two questions?
No. I'll still hone in on one. But I think this one's good. Here's the problem. When I come across these questions, I would love to hear your answer, but I don't even know. It's not that I don't want to answer. It's that I don't know if I'd have like a good one. But I'm just going to throw it out there because... And I don't have a great answer. Like, I'm just going to have to be going off, like, right off the dome. But,
yeah.
I mean, you are too. So it's, it works. Okay. If you were famous, what would your stage name be?
If I was famous?
It's a kind of a hard question because, like, it could be good if you think about it.
My stage name makes me think that I'm, like, a musician or, like, something else.
Sure, but let's just think, like... It has to be something that not necessarily represents you, but it can't be like your own name. So like a quick answer for me would just be like people call me JG, but that's too boring. I don't know.
Yeah. Like Big Log probably.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, just use your Instagram handle.
Like Big Daddy Weave.
Big Daddy Logs. Big Dad's Got Logs.
Big Daddy's Log. Maybe that's it.
I love how Megan just like sits here like
I can't tell if that's jokes. Inappropriate or if it sounds like a poop thing.
Well, let me tell you, Big Daddy does got logs because he freaking
I used to joke
today.
I used to joke that my rap name, you know, like Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Well, this kind of fits into our donut.
Okay.
Name. I used to joke that my rap name would be Busta Nut. But like for donuts,
dude,
because of donuts.
I love how we just, it's not even that funny, but people are definitely, dude, I love how we just like, we're like, not really, but kind of beating around the bush. And then you're just like, that's just, you're like, what if my name was, you like, there's not even a joke there. You just said, buzzin'
for donuts.
How, dude?
Donut.
It would have to be Wait, what did you say?
Busta Rhymes is a guy.
I know. But you just Busta Nut. It would have to be like Bust Donut. Ooh.
Bust Donut. Sounds like a speech impediment. Bust Donut.
Okay, so yeah. I don't know. What should mine be?
No, dude, this is your question.
Well, I know. I'm saying, like, we were just, like, snowballing off each other. I don't know, like...
Maybe, like, Little Boy or something.
Okay.
I mean, Justice Guard already sounds like a fake name.
Yeah, Crime Fighting Guard.
Okay. My stage name is Justice Guard, then. Okay, producer.
Justice Guard, former Kiki.
No, when I used to tell people at work that was your name, they'd be like, that's the coolest name ever.
Yeah, I'm so glad I like did a lot with.
I'd say, they say, who do you do the podcast with? Career. I say Justice, and they're like the little girl's clothing store.
That's what I got in like middle school a lot, dude.
And you say, no, J-U-S-T-U-S.
Dude, literally, that was.
No, like just us.
I had that conversation about someone saying, oh, like the Justice store. I had that conversation like,
they're like,
once
I got
a
my
day.
Ears pierced there.
Yeah, literally, dude. I literally had that conversation like once a day.
I'm like, Megan, what are we doing for dinner tonight? She's like, I'm cooking. And I'm like, is it just me and you? She's like, no, just us.
Mm, you used to think about me?
No, she's saying you're coming over, but I think she's saying just us.
Oh,
do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Loophole.
Do you think people like think about me at different times in their life because they have like different scenarios that
maybe
like that?
My dad calls, he's like, who are you hanging out with? And I'm like, just us. He's like, just who? I'm like, just us.
Mm.
He's like, just who? I'm like, just us.
Mm. This is also a joke that I've heard many, many times. I walk up to like a person that I like I'm meeting for the first time. I'm like, hey, yeah, like my name's Justice. And then like they like, so now that they know my name, they come to me later and they're like, oh, hey, look, it's just us right here. And I'm like, that's a good one. Dude, I've heard it 100 billion times.
Dude.
It's like, be original for once.
What's your middle name?
I don't know. You want my social security number too?
So, you think your middle name is close
no,
to your
I'm just
social
kidding.
Security number?
It's kind of close. No, my middle name is Clay.
Oh, yeah. But how did that not come up when I was talking about the old man BO smell?
I don't know. I don't normally associate my middle name with old men who have a broken nose and smell really bad.
Forget about the nose. You're getting hung up on the nose.
This podcast has been so like random today, I feel like. But really good.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because I'm looking at her upside down.
Megan, how do you feel about...
Megan, what would your stage name be?
Yeah. I was going to ask.
I don't know.
I could tell you were drifting.
I don't know. I used to say my rapper name would be Guard Dog, but that's not even my name anymore. So
Log
what?
Dog.
Log Dog. Long Long Dog.
Oh, she's getting in on it now.
Okay.
Okay, you're
she sat
it.
There in the fur chair and she judged Bust a Nut and now she's saying
you're
Long
getting
Dog.
It.
No,
you're getting
that's
it.
A it's never mind.
What?
Oh, it would be a long explanation.
You can't say that would be never mind.
No, I'm saying it's a
that's the most annoying
Bluey?
Thing when people say that, dude.
Bluey.
The kids show?
Yeah.
They have a thing where they have long dogs, their wiener dog things,
mm-hmm.
and they're like hidden in the show and you try to find them.
Mm. Mm. That was a crazy long explanation.
it was like in
the Tim Allen Santa Claus movies where there's just little elf girls in the scenes that'll look back at him, but you don't know.
Oh, yeah, and you're like,
there's an
that's
elf.
An elf.
She
had 20
years.
And then we had to go back like 50 times and Blake still never saw the elf.
He's like, nah, those are normal ears, right, guys? He like actually has super 40 years. No. That's pretty funny. But no. Actually, now that we're just like saying random things, something I never brought up from last podcast, I had an honorable mention about the
girls.
No, about the animals. When I was talking about the animals, the scientists.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you weren't watching our last podcast,
I could get behind that one, too.
If you weren't watching our last podcast, I talked about how, like, scientists say, like, some pretty outrageous facts and they sound fake, can't fact check them. Anyway, I was just looking up facts, so I had this honorable mention. It's not really like a, it doesn't go with what we were saying,
wait,
but it's
let's
just
role
a crazy fact. No, dude, it's just, like, listen to this. Sloths are literally too lazy to go looking for a mate, so a female sloth will often sit in a tree and scream until a male hears her and decides to mate with her.
Sounds a lot like a human.
Dude. Okay, let's role play this. What do you want to play? Do you want to play the sloth or the... You're just like this.
Yeah, you play the female, I'll play the male. Dude, I just see you out of the corner.
Ah!
Dude, you're taking me out of character. Hold on.
Dude, how long does the sloth have to scream?
We end with a 10-minute bit of us just...
Wait, I need to look up what a sloth sounds like when it's screaming. Isn't that nuts, though?
I just looked up how fast are sloths. It says 0.17 miles per hour when threatened.
When threatened.
So that's the fastest.
They definitely just stay still when not.
Yeah, what? That's like, how can you go any slower?
Dude, I like how you posted that like chopped up reel and people in the comments are like, this is such a funny bit. If this was in stand up, this would kill. And I'm like, please don't watch the full episode.
Yeah, for real. For real, dude. This just says, I looked up sloth screaming and this says, the title of the video is A Sloth in Heat.
Well, that's something different. You're about to watch a sloth on its period.
Yeah, but that's when it would be screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Not on its period, but when they're in heat, it means they're like ready to mate.
I did not know that. Learn something new.
Yeah, like dogs too.
Yeah.
That's true, actually. I have heard. Wait, all of this is not the sloth.
It's not? Someone's squeegeeing windows, and I'm like, that's kind of hot. Loved it.
That was the sloth. Oh my goodness, dude. That screams crazy. Wow. That's like...
I'd come running for that.
That's like ear piercing. That's insane. Well,
thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, maybe a sloth heard that.
Yeah.
We'll never know. Well, maybe we'll see in a couple years if he comes.
Yeah, they start screaming knowing that they just want to mate in like 9 months. I don't know. Megan's out of it.
We still need we need like a behind the scenes camera on Megan because sometimes her faces are
yeah,
a little odd.
All right. Anything else?
I think I'm good. We never really figured out what my name was, but I don't even know what my name would be. Freaking Jesse and Megan would give me some random name just from our.
Juice.
Yeah, they'd say something Justice? Stupid like that. Something like that.
But. It's got to be juice. Isn't there like a juice? Juicy G. Juicy G.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya.